Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. The week's major political news centers around Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman announcing that he won't seek a third term in 2022, thus opening a third large Republican state for the next round of U.S. Senate elections. With the chamber divided 50-50, every 2022 Senate seat becomes a prime political battleground. Senator Portman joins Republicans Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and North Carolina's Richard Burr, who are choosing to retire after the next election. On the horizon for further potential retirement announcements are Alabama's Richard Shelby and Chuck Grassley from Iowa. These men will turn 88 and 89 years of age, respectively, before the 2022 election. Additionally, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson originally committed to a two-term limit, which will expire at the next election. Therefore, the Wisconsin seat is a potential sixth open contest. With the U.S. House now finalizing committee assignments, the new administration committee will begin considering Democrat Rita Hart's election challenge in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. She lost to Representative Marionette Miller Meeks by just 6 votes district-wide. Ms. Hart is asking the committee to review 22 ballots that were rejected by local Iowa officials. If the committee rules in Ms. Hart's favor, the whole House will determine whether or not to seat Ms. Hart and remove Representative Miller Meeks. In upstate New York, it appears we may finally see a ruling soon. The contest between 116th Congress incumbent Anthony Brindisi, a Democrat, and Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney has dragged on since November 3rd without producing a winner. The latest count finds Ms. Tenney leading by 29 votes, but more than 2,000 ballots are being contested. An appellate-level court just expanded the field of reviewable ballots to even more than both candidates requested, so this long process will continue. Candidate filing concluded for the 2 Louisiana vacant House seats. In the state's 2nd District, which includes parts of New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and is vacant because Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond resigned to accept a position in the Biden White House, 15 candidates filed to run. In the Northeastern 5th CD, the death of GOP Representative-elect Luke Letlow left this seat without representation. Here, 13 candidates filed to run, including the late Mr. Letlow's widow, Julia Letlow. Both special elections will be held on March 20th. If no candidate receives majority support, a runoff between the top two finishers will occur on April 24th. Democrats are favored to hold the 2nd District, and Republicans, particularly in the person of Mrs. Letlow, are expected to win the 5th CD race. In California, organizers of a recall effort to remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office are gaining steam. They claim to have over 1.2 million of the just under 1.5 million signatures needed to force a new election. The signature deadline is March 17th. Authorities would then have 14 days to certify the signatures. If qualified, a recall election must be held within an 88 to 125-day period. This means such a statewide recall election would occur sometime during the summer. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.